Hello, this is Kate Ryder, and you're not listening to the Sweet Release. Wow. All right. I know, okay. Hey, this is Kate Ryder here. I want you to check out my new show, The Sweet Release, at Skid Row Studios. You can hear me on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific Time. Do it over. Okay. Hey guys, this is Kate Ryder here. I want you to check out my new show, The Sweet Release, on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific Time. You can hear me at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Join me as I expose my most intimate stories and continuously explore my sexuality. I want you to be a part of it. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and get ready for your sweet release. Hey guys, this is Kate Ryder here. Check out my new show, The Sweet Release, on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific Time here at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Join me as I expose my most intimate stories while continuously exploring my own sexuality. I want you to be a part of this. Subscribe to us on iTunes and get ready for your sweet release every Sunday. Hey, this is Kate Ryder here. Check out my new show, The Sweet Release, on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific Time at Skid Row Studios. Real Internet on the Radio. Real Radio on the Internet. Oh my God. This is bad. Okay. Hey, this is Kate Ryder here. Check out my new show, The Sweet Release, on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific Time at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Join me as I expose my most intimate stories while continuously exploring my own sexuality. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes so you can catch my show live every Sunday, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't do, though, whether you like it or not, because yeah, that's weird, a little
right?
weird. Yeah.
Okay. Hey there, this is Kate Ryder. I want you to check out my show, The Sweet Release. You can catch it on Sundays from 6 to 7 Pacific Time at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Join me as I expose my most intimate stories while continuously exploring my own sexuality. Subscribe to us on iTunes and catch me every Sunday.
What do you think?
I think I need to redo it.
Redo what?
I think there's like spaces in between, like I'm hesitant. Like I'm not, it's not flowing very well, I feel like.
Because you keep, you're still like kind of reading it, you know? You're still, you're still scripting it.
Okay. I won't script it this next time. I'm doing it because I'm afraid I'm going to like forget something. So that's why. And then I said real internet on the radio. What the fuck?
Do it.
I'll do it again. Hey, this is Kate Ryder here. I want you to check out my new show, The Sweet Release, every Sunday live from 6 to 7 Pacific Time at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Join me as I expose my most intimate stories and explore my own sexuality here in the studio. Subscribe to us on iTunes and get ready for me to get your sweet spot. Hey guys, this is Kate Ryder here, and I want you to check out my new show, The Sweet Release, every Sunday from 6 to 7 Pacific Time here at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Join me as I expose my most intimate stories and continuously explore my own sexuality. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes so you can catch my show every Sunday for your sweet release.
So what do you think?
I don't know. I got to listen to them. I feel like there's spaces or something in between.
So, Kate, tell me.
Yes.
Tell me about your show.
The show is for me to, you know, connect with people on a personal level and, you know, on a sexual level and personal level. I want people to get to know who I am. And I want people to know that, you know, they don't need to be afraid to be themselves.
Why is this important for you? Because right now you're going through your own sexual exploration, and I think it's great that you want to bring people along with you. People that may not be able to open up to themselves or those around them are going to listen to your show, and you're going to empower them to explore their own sexuality. You are a sexual being. You're a beautiful girl here in Los Angeles. You work related to the sex industry here in Los Angeles, and you're going to bring people with you for the ride. Right?
Right.
And tell me some of the things you're going to do on your show.
Let's see. The first show, I'm going to wear some vibrating panties and see how long I can last without orgasming throughout the show. Hopefully I'll have a mistress on to give me a few, you know, beat me up a little bit. Have a couple really cool guests and just, you know, tell my personal stories and you know, let people kind of get inside my head and see who I am. And I kind of just want this show to, you know, be its own, be very unique in a way that I don't really know. I can't really.
It's going to be unique because you're a girl from a somewhat conservative family. Mm-hmm. You grew up in kind of the what we would call the normal situations. You went out and explored a little bit. You went to New York City. You've been other places. And here you are, 27 years old, and really ready to take it to the next level of sex. And sex is such a huge world. There's so many different things out there to experience. It's endless. And I think what you're trying to do is you're trying to get closer to understanding that full spectrum of the sexual world.
You're right. I'm just taking in what you're saying.
So we're going to do things on this show that are going to be really kind of stepping into some of these different areas, maybe BDSM, what else? Gay. You also like girls, right?
I do. I love girls.
You had a very serious relationship with a girl at one point, you told me.
I did.
And so really, you're primed and ready for this. You went shopping the other day. You got an anal hook. That was a new thing for me. I never even knew what an anal hook was.
I can't believe you didn't know what an anal hook was. I'm sorry. I really can't.
I did not know sorry, I'm getting over a cold.
Okay.
I didn't know what an anal hook was, but I'm glad that I learned what an anal hook was, and I learned it from you.
And the way that it happened to you was really funny when I said, hey, where's the anal hook? Oh, right over here. And she brings me
over. We went to the Pleasure Chest over in West Hollywood, a fully stocked sex store. They do a great job there. The staff is very knowledgeable. They'll talk to you like a regular person about whatever you like, whatever turns you on. And you went in there and you just said to the girl, hey, do you have anal hooks? And she's like, by the way, we do. They're right over here. And sure enough, they were in a nice little glass display case, and then there was the anal hook.
You know, it's funny because I actually went home afterwards and I kind of looked up more pictures on anal hooks and watched a little porn on it. And the majority of it is, you know, you're tied up and the hook is literally tied upwards, like towards your back. But I thought you can use it without being tied up. You can. I don't see why you can't. But the majority of people use it when you're tied. And it's very interesting. You got to see it.
I do. And I watch a significant amount of porn and I've never seen an anal hook. So
it's all, if you type in like S&M or whatever, that's what I usually would type in and I get some crazy stuff. It's usually the anal hooks. There was one girl actually hanging not from the ceiling, but she was hanging at a pretty decent level with the anal hook in her. And that's just bizarre to me. I don't think I could ever do that.
So is there a chance that we're going to see the anal hook here in the studio?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't promise you that I'll be using it, but we'll definitely bring it in.
I want to see an anal hook in this studio. We've seen a lot of things in this studio,
mm-hmm.
But no one's ever brought an anal hook.
We'll get someone to use the anal hook, and maybe we can hang him on the disco ball.
Spinning anal hook action. That'd be great.
It would be ridiculous.
So you're also going to do like toy reviews. You're mm-hmm. going to do news, kind of sex news from maybe locally or around the world, mm-hmm. Whatever new, interesting sex-related news stories you find that
Absolutely.
Week. tell me about some of the sexual achievements you want to make, some milestones. In your mind right now, what is it that, if you could do anything right now, what is the next thing you could do that you haven't done before? Be honest.
I can be honest, but it's not something I can do on the air.
Well, that's fine.
My biggest fantasy is to be with two men at the same time. It's always been my biggest fantasy. I have been with two guys at the same time. It was two guys that I used to work with, but there was no DP involved, and I guess that's my biggest fantasy, the whole domination of that. I was with two guys when I used to work over at Urban Outfitters in New York, and, you know, we all just went out and kind of got drunk, and I was into one of them, and the other one was into me, so it was kind of like a big train, and we decided to all just kind of start messing around. And it was just sloppy and drunk, and they kind of just took turns. They didn't do what I wanted them to do, and it was just really, just wasn't pleasant. It really wasn't pleasant. I just want to be with two guys that know what they're doing. You know, nothing's attached to the three of us. We're just going for it. We're doing it simply for the pleasure and just to experience it. And I guess that's the one thing that I've always wanted to do that I can't seem to do, basically.
Well, you got to find... You gotta find the right kind of guys for that.
Yeah, exactly. I looked on Craigslist, and that's not the best idea.
Yeah, you're probably gonna want to not look on Craigslist for that. I think your best hookup is probably through people that you probably already know.
Mm-hmm.
I think guys have some reservations about that because in a guy's mind, that might be a little too gay. That's a lot of the guys' hang-ups?
That's been the biggest thing. I've talked to a few guys about it, and that's been their biggest fear is, I don't want my balls touching his balls. I don't want my dick rubbing against his dick. And you got to kind of get away from that mindset. It's the same thing when a guy brings up having a threesome to a girl. You know, the girl's like, oh, I don't want to see someone with you. It's like, that's not what it's about. It's about the personal experience, and it's about... you know, your pleasure at the time. It's not about who's there. You got to look at that other girl that's in the room as pretty much a vibrator. You know, you bring in a vibrator with your boyfriend and he's like, well, am I not good enough? It's not that. It just brings extra pleasure that he can't provide in that way. And it's the same thing with threesomes, and it's the same with, you know, being with two guys. Like, the other guy's got to understand that, you know, when you're with two guys, he's not there for you. He's there for the girl. So whether you rub up on his dick or on his balls or whatever, it really doesn't matter. You got to just get that homophobic, you know, mind away.
So the way that I think about it is, for me, the ultimate pleasure is to bring ultimate pleasure to the female.
Mm-hmm.
And in whatever way that's achieved is fine with me. If it's vibrators, two dicks, whatever it is. If my dick does it, great. But I don't really care what brings it on because my ultimate pleasure is seeing her just in ecstasy, just coming really hard, whatever way it happens.
And most men should think that way. They really should.
Yeah?
I think so.
So I watch double penetration porn and I
mm-hmm.
love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I love it is because I'm looking at that woman and she's in another world and she's just being used as a sexual object. And these guys are just fucking her in every hole and just loving it. And that to me is a major turn on, you know?
It is. And honestly, lately when I watch porn, that's the only kind of porn I can watch to get off. But I imagine myself as that woman. And I think that's the difference between the types of porn that women watch is they want to imagine themselves in a certain situation. And because that's my biggest fantasy, that's the kind of porn that I watch. But if you tell someone, you know, I'm always getting off to DP, they're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, they don't get it. And some guys look at it as very demeaning. It's very, you know, they don't want to treat a woman that way. But again, it's just a specific mindset you have to have that kind of takes away from that. Like, you're not, you know, trashing on this girl. You're not making her a slut. It's just a fantasy that she wants to live out. And it's the same with guys wanting to have threesomes with two girls. How is that any different? It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, do you get a sense from the people that you interact with that... in your vanilla world, and you know what we call the vanilla world is your everyday life, the people you interact with, not your sexual world or your kink world. Do you get a feeling from some people you talk to that they're repressed sexually, and that maybe some of these fantasies that you have in your head that you know you're starting to allow to come to the surface, that other people have those too, but they've been told their whole life that you can't think that way? You know, like you just said, a guy won't treat a woman that way because he doesn't think it's right. Well, if the woman wants that, if that's what's turning her on, then I don't know. Do you feel like that guy is just kind of like stuck in this mindset that he's been taught, you know, by parents or societal pressures or whatever? I feel like there's a lot more sexuality in people than some people allow to rise to the surface.
There's always a start for someone's sexuality. I mean, for example, I was with a guy not a few months back, you know, and I brought up bringing a vibrator into the bedroom, and he almost wanted to break up with me for it. He got really upset. He took it very personal, and he said, you know, am I not good enough for you? Why aren't I good enough? Like, wow. He wasn't understanding where I was coming from, where I was like, no, I want your dick. I want you inside of me. I just need that for the clip, because the majority of women can't get off with just penetration alone. They need something else, whether they're rubbing, whether someone else is rubbing, or whether they're using a toy. It's, you know, it's all the same thing. But I think specific mindsets, you know, he was very straight edge. He didn't drink, he didn't do drugs, he was vegan. And the way he was brought up too, I think it all has to do with it. And for women, I think, you know, for women on a different level, women are more afraid to show their sexual desires because they're afraid of being judged. And, you know, it took me a really long time to come out of my shell. It took me a really long time to finally start having sex. And, you know, as soon as I started having sex, I started having threesomes. And when I started having threesomes, that's when I realized that I actually liked the girls more than I liked the guys. You know, and I kind of went back and forth, but it was all experience. I was, you know, I came up in a very strict household as well, but I kind of just opened up a little bit. And I don't really know where it came from, because a lot of my friends were the same way. Even now, a lot of people that I talk to, when I tell them my fantasies, they look at me like I'm crazy. And I think that's just the way society brought them up. That's the way that people, you know, make women out to be, who have multiple partners or are, you know, more spontaneous sexually. They get frowned upon. They look like whores. They look like sluts. But that's not what it is. If you go have a orgy and you go home feeling like a complete piece of shit, it's probably because you are. If you go have an orgy and you come home and you feel stimulated and you feel happy and you feel, you know, very... not aroused.
Liberated?
Yeah, like liberated. Like you feel like you've gotten what you wanted and you can go to sleep with a smile on your face. That doesn't make you a whore. That just makes you who you are. You've experienced something you want to experience. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I think that's a very important point to make, is that I think by what you're doing on your show and bringing people along for that journey, you're simply letting people be who they are. And I think that's very important, because we all know that when we go to the office every day, we have to play somebody. And when we come home and we're around our family, we have to play somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But your sexual life, your private sexual life, that should be one place where you can be who you want to be.
Exactly.
So you're Kate Ryder.
I'm Kate Ryder.
Your show's The Sweet Release.
My show is The Sweet Release, and you can catch it every Sunday from 6 to 7 Pacific Time here at Skid Row Studios, real radio on the internet.
And you're going to be on iTunes.
You can subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can subscribe to us so that you can see me every Sunday live.
And we're going to have guests. We're going to have all kinds of very interesting things going on this show. We're really, you know, to get a little more personal about the show itself, this is something that I'm trying to do as well. This is Jeremy at Skid Row Studios. I'm working with Kate to try to, you know, kind of explore my producing capabilities a little bit more. Kate wants to do this to really understand herself and really just have this outlet for this great sexual world that she's starting to enter. And we're gonna have video There's going to be anybody that listens to any of our other sex shows knows what we're about here at Skid Row Studios. We're really we're not a place where you're going to find censored material. We go all out here. And I think I'm very excited to see what happens with this show, because I think it's about you. You are at that stage where you're ready to really just take it to the next level.
I am. I really am. I just got to break out of my shell a little bit more.
Just keep drinking.
There you go. Keep drinking.
Kate.
Keep drinking and put on some vibrating panties and you got my show.
There we go. There we go. This is great, Kate.
Awesome.
Are you having fun yet?
I am having fun. I still feel nervous. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm talking into a mic.
That's what you're going to be doing.
I know. I need to. It's got to go away.
Okay. Maybe you just need to have an orgasm right now.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that'll loosen you up a little bit.
Maybe.
A little sexual tension.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right.